Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 62 for the week of April 21st through the 25th, 2008. This week in the IDC, on Thursday, April 24th, from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout will be hosting the fifth Writing Across the College of the semester. This time the topic is grammar and writing assignments. Jennifer will focus on assessing grammar in student writing and how grammar fits into the big picture of writing assignments in your specific course or discipline. If you can't make it to this workshop, Jennifer is available for individual programs and to speak with disciplines. Contact her at jennifer.swartout@heartland.edu to set up an individual session. In this week's tips and tricks section, I thought I'd take some time to talk about clickers. What are they, how are they used, and why use them? Also known as classroom response systems, clickers allow instructors to gain instant feedback about questions they pose to the whole class using small wireless devices that each student uses, not too much bigger than a cell phone or Game Boy type of device. Typically, these clicker devices have buttons for answering yes or no, true or false, choices for A, B, C, D, etc., and the ability to punch in number answers. Think of it like a telephone keypad with a few more button options. The students can respond to a question you post projected on the screen in a format similar to PowerPoint slides. On screen, you can monitor how many students have answered the question and then gain feedback about their answers in the form of graphs. If answer A, for instance, was the most common answer the class gave to your question, then you will see a graph with choice A with the greatest frequency. You can also see the number of each answer chosen. With a classroom response system, you won't have to wonder if students are understanding the material you are presenting. You can ask them questions about content you have just covered and have everyone respond at the same time. No more deer in headlights looks. Well, you might still get some of these from the underprepared students. Or you can use this as a pretest, your students' understanding of concepts, allowing you to adjust the time management of each lecture to better suit the needs of that particular group of students. If you start a class period out with a set of questions about the chapter material, and you find that students generally get the material covered, you can devote more class time to discussion and dig deeper into a few key points. However, if your pretest shows that students aren't getting a particular concept from the reading, then you can spend more time covering that material. So, clickers provide instructors with an instant feedback system that you can use to improve your teaching methods, tweaking the delivery method and timing to increase student participation and understanding. It also is a way to force students to show up prepared, because they cannot hide in the back of the class hoping that you won't call on them. You can tell if there are students that are not participating in answering questions. Students will benefit through the use of clickers by giving everyone a voice, from the most gregarious student in class that always seems to have an opinion to the quiet, mouse-like student that you aren't sure if they're just shy, not prepared, not listening, or what. Each student can anonymously respond to your questions. Used correctly, this can lead students to see that they can interact with the course, with the material, and with you as the instructor, rather than being passive recipients of the material. Now, generally it's thought that clickers are best used sporadically in class and not used as the main teaching method. You probably wouldn't want every second of the classroom devoted to having students use the clicker. Even just a few questions per class period might be all that you need to spur some real in-depth discussion and get more students engaged. Leaned on too heavily, and the focus on the clickers drives attention away from the real task at hand. You would have to decide how much or little use of the clickers you want in each class period or course. Clickers can best be used as a supplement to the things you're already doing well. At Heartland Community College, we use the Centeo Classroom Response System. More information about these clickers is available at www.smarttech.com. Here you can watch a demo of what the Centeo system is and how it works. Also check with Lydia Cochran, Program Assistant for ITS, for more information on how you can utilize this technology in your classroom. More information about classroom response systems in general and how they can be used can be found at www.classroomclickers.com. This site includes links to other universities that use clickers, teaching ideas, best practices, and what research says about the use of clickers. Thanks for listening to this episode of the IDC Podcast. Our IDC podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College and educational technology tips and tricks. If you're in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, or you have any questions or comments, check our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's it for another IDC podcast. Signing off until next week from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.